Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Maximiliano Lizárraga.
Hello, my name is Roberto Salcido. I'm come from Guadalajara, Mexico. Mm-hmm.
And I live in Ensenada, Baja California, Mexico.
All right, Roberto and Max, you have a mural that you are working on at Low Mill, correct?
Yes.
And how long have you been working on this?
The complete project is about 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And when did you start on this?
Mm-hmm. July of last year.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Let's talk about the inspiration and why you chose to come together to do this. I mean, you can tell me about yourselves individually or maybe how your journey led you here.
We met with an elder.
Mm-hmm.
That for myself was I met 20 years ago, and he was when I met him he was already 86 years old, and he was from a tribe in Mexico that it's called Huichol.
Mm-hmm.
That in native language it's called Wirrarica. So he started showing us his tradition that has helped us understand ourselves and the way we relate with nature. So in those meetings, we met each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. And after that, we come together. Sometimes there were some festivities that reunited people from all over the world. Our elder, our grandfather, Don Andres,
mm-hmm.
helped us come together.
Right.
Every nationality was there, from all over the world.
Yeah.
So it was pretty awesome.
So, and you call him grandfather, but that was just what you, he's not your actual grandfather.
No.
Okay. Right.
It's just something
we feel like he is.
Yeah.
The way he teaches. So.
Yeah, it's an elder. I mean, mm-hmm. the way he was, he could be very strict.
Mm-hmm.
He could be like a grandfather, very
yeah.
kind, and then he could yell at you. And
oh.
I mean, it's a grandfather. I mean, it's the way like old school grandfathers, I think, were.
Yeah.
So at the end, it's with respect, but also with a lot of love. I mean, a lot of
discipline.
Yeah, we're thankful. I mean, we have recuperated a lot of things to how we can be well in life. I mean, mm-hmm. feel good.
yeah. So, and is he still with us?
No, he passed away like 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's part of the memorial the mural will be mm-hmm. for him, because we want to share, you know, what he teaches.
Right.
Yeah, it's on his name too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how old was he when he passed away?
He was 110 years.
Yeah.
Around there.
That's incredible. That's
and
so incredible.
2 months earlier, before he passed away, he made a trip to Bulgaria and Switzerland.
What?
And yeah, he flew internationally. And,
wow.
And then he came back and we did a tour. Like going by car
mm-hmm.
from north of Mexico all the way south to the Yucatan Peninsula to have a meeting over there and then come back. And
wow.
He had he had still had a lot of energy just before, a month, 2 months before he passed away. His memory is still with us and he's very present. And that's kind of the main intention of this mural.
Yeah.
It's thankfulness to be grateful with nature
mm-hmm.
and knowledge and the values that we have received.
Right.
So part of the values is sharing
mm-hmm.
or giving.
I live here in Alabama, you know, mm-hmm. in Huntsville, so it's just part of giving back to the community, you know, like we need to share and then we need to we receive so many blessings, and I do here. Mm-hmm. I feel so happy, and, you know, I'm married here, and I live here for 7 years already, mm-hmm. so.
In Mexico, we don't have that much of opportunities to mm-hmm. have access to public places,
right.
spaces.
Yeah.
Especially the spaces of you know, holds art. You know, like Loneville is a beautiful place. I guess one of the kind, I guess, even here in the U.S.
It's the largest privately owned art collective in the
I mean, it's beautiful. You know, we're going to have this piece there, you know, and people that love art, it's going to go there. I mean, it's just amazing.
It's the perfect place for this.
For me back home is everybody. You going where to put what? It's like Alabama. You say like, well, that's where they wanted it. Let's go and install it. And it's like everybody's why so far? Why there? Like,
why there?
It's my home now. you know, I mean, I'm just so thankful. We have a good experience here in this place. Huntsville is just amazing. We love it. Even my friend Max, he's been here twice.
Uh-huh. This is my second time.
Oh, man, the people here is great, man. And I say we feel that energy is so beautiful. You know, I mean, we don't even have bad experience any. You know, it's just. People is beautiful, and it's just, you know, it's great. I mean, it's just what a better place, you know?
Yeah, it's been a surprise, at least for me. I mean, we live next to California.
Yeah.
And we have an idea of what California is, LA and everything there.
He lives on the frontier.
Yeah, I live right there. It's an hour and a half south from the border, from Tijuana and Ensenada. And it's very different. I mean, and also it's that. I mean, I want to say that is don't get caught up with the ideas of other people.
Mm.
When you come and experience the things for yourself,
right.
You can make your own impression.
Right.
And it's everybody, why Alabama? They say, like, they're awesome over there. What? They say, like, they're great. I mean, they receive me. They receive me awesome. I mean, it's been the reaction of the people and the way they receive you and the way they treat you. It's been awesome. I mean, I'm grateful. And also to see the reaction of people to the art that we are sharing and how people are receiving it. It's awesome. I mean, I'm pretty happy to have this mural here and to be that here is going to be her, his house.
Mm-hmm.
So it's awesome that it's been like that. And well, this is only my second time here.
Welcome to being here.
So it's been good.
So this the style of this mural is kind of like within the style of art that you've been doing for a long time, but Is this a completely new medium that you're using?
It's going to be the first one to do. I mean, I participated in another mosaic, you know, but it's different because it's like where you cut stuff and then you put in the big layers. And
Kind of the Byzantine mosaic.
Yeah,
it's kind of cut little pieces.
And then you put it the way you need
them. Just the way you need them rather than working with a predetermined shape.
Yeah, and then this one is like a perfect shape because this is an hexagon. So,
right.
You know? So it's just like a bead, but it's an hexagon. And we always been seeing this form because it's how it works, you know, how it's the way your life is. You just... like one circle makes six around and then it makes the hexagon and then it spreads like the fractal. That's what, you know?
Yeah.
Max put the name
called
of fractal.
Blue
you know?
Fractals, yeah.
Yeah. So it's that life. I don't know, you saw before the tree of life, the flower of life, you know, like this circle.
A sacred geometry.
It's sacred geometry, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's how it works. The beat works work like sacred geometry. So it's how we came out with it, and then it pretty much this thing just is like it's doing itself, you know, like it's building itself because we didn't know we're gonna go this far. And I'm like, we get so happy.
Yeah.
It's so happy that we can this tiny teeny beat work. We can do it that big
on such a grand scale.
Because that big work is just feels good and it feels great that we can do it. You know what I mean?
So does putting the piece together, is it sort of the same sort of process as when you're doing beadwork?
The difference between the beadwork, I mean, and the styling is different, but when you do the beat work, it's a beat by beat, one by one, right?
Yeah.
And then the tiles, when we do the sheets, that is 1 foot by foot, is one by one, the same. That doesn't change on that one.
Yeah.
It didn't change on that one, but when we install in,
right,
probably the equivalent of that will be a one beat is one sheet.
You know, kind of. Yeah, you know, it's almost like a puzzle.
Yeah, it's like a puzzle. Yeah. Okay. Many people come and say, "Oh, what a beautiful puzzle!" There's keys to come to Blow Meal, and that's very amazing how we all people see things different.
Artists at the end put their energy into the pieces.
Right.
So what you have inside is a reflection of what we are.
Yeah.
It's going to be reflected into that. So that's kind of what we want to share. And it's that multicultural sharing that we're trying to do just to present ourselves.
Right.
This is what how we relate to nature. This is how we relate to the world.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to keep open the door, whoever wants to talk. I mean, everybody has their own perspective, how to relate with the world, with nature, and we have seen, and that's why we talked a little bit, is how people want to come closer to that part.
Yeah.
To understand different perspectives, how we can take care of our planet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at the end, if the planet, with all this climate change and everything, I think the Earth, like the planet, is she's going to be all right.
Yeah, she'll carry on.
Yeah, the only ones that are going to miss, who are going to lose their homes, it's us.
Yeah.
And so I think everything that's happening in the world, it's coming to that, having a little bit more conscience about how to relate with each other and how to relate with nature. And our tradition, what our grandfather taught us, and this heritage that we have and that we want to share, and especially his main mission was to preserve.
Right.
Because that's going to help us. And at the end, like we were saying, art, true art, that keeps us human with emotions and everything. So for artists, and this has been kind of the whole process too, it's how can we keep it fun without feeling pressured with a deadline, with coming together to this collaboration. You feel stressed because you want to you have this deadline and you want to have it ready and you want it the best, it came to come out the best way you want. And how we can make it, keep it fun. Can we, how can the intention behind the piece in every step of the process, can we keep that freshness? And that's, for us, is the first, I mean, for both of us, at least for me, is the first mural I ever did.
Yeah.
So the whole engineering and the whole process of the materials and everything, it's been overwhelming because we feel like it's a huge project.
Yeah.
It's very different to do a little a foot by a foot, even if it's 1,000 beads.
Right.
You're at home and you're just like hearing to your favorite music.
Yeah,
or doing
it's kind
whatever.
Of meditative.
Yeah. And, and now you have this,
this
wall that we had to patch a hole.
We had to prep, you know.
We had to prep the wall because they had a vent right there that it was only a hole.
Right.
It wasn't a vent.
Right.
Yeah.
So we had to prepare and...
You have to do the preparation of the surface before you, you know.
Right.
Yeah, so that thing. Yeah, I mean, it's a time consuming, you know, it's like a construction thing, you know, it's just take energy, take time and take, you mean... lot of offer, you know, but we are just willing to do it because we love it. And
you truly are giving back. You're not being paid to do this at all. I mean, you know, like
we talk, I mean, it's just like for us, our way to do, you know, to say thank you is just by giving.
Yeah.
You know, by doing ourselves. It's not like just doing ours, you know, our energy, our time, our offer. Right. It's not like giving, you know, like money.
Right.
You know, it's giving ourselves.
Yes.
Which is worth
more.
Yeah. I mean, it's just the whole thing that it makes us feel better.
Yeah.
You know, it makes us feel like we say thank you.
Right.
Nice. Yeah.
So wait a second. I mean, you did say that you're doing it because you love it. But, I mean, you also mentioned it is a time-consuming and very stressful job. How on earth did you keep it fun and lighthearted? Like, because you were like, we were trying to figure out how to do this, and then you never answered your own, like, how did you do that? Because I really want to know. No,
you know, it's just like the beat word, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, if I was feeling like a stress or something, I just step back, you know? And wait, because every bead, every tile, we put an intention in it, and and all these beads that you're gonna see there it has a good thought and a positive thought.
Right.
Every one of them, you know. Okay. So we can. That's why we have that discipline. You know, we're gonna do our work. When we do our work, we have to be, you know,
very intentional.
Very intentional. And everything we do, we have to be so positive too. Yeah. You know, if we feel a little stressed, we just rest a little bit and come back.
Yeah,
you know,
gotcha.
You know, like chill. we don't want to put something inside. You know, even when you know we know it's stressed because it's a big project and everything. Right. You know, but that every little piece is just, and then we make fun of us, you know, just like we laugh a lot and we just enjoy, and then, you know, try to take that away. You know, that's how it works. That's what we try to, you know.
Yeah.
But we know that is things can happen, and then that's got to bring the stress, day, the pressure of having it. That's natural thing, you know. It's just have to work around and try to put the best we can, and just do it, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, mean it, you know.
Yeah. Did you experience any burnout? I mean,
not at all.
Nice.
Not at all, you know, because we try to be very professional. Now we know the materials, we know how it's gonna work. You know, we've been there before, you know. So, and then we know we never. I don't know if somebody did this kind before, you know. But it's just perfect for us, you know, because we think nobody did it before, but we don't know.
I've never seen it before, so.
Yeah. We think this nobody because we saw this kind of work on painting, and we tried, and I tried before to paint the dots and then color it and do it in a bigger scale.
Right.
But this is more close to the bead because the bead is a glass, and this is what we're working is a glass, but at a bigger scale. And it looks, I mean, we just laugh about it too, like, yeah, we're going to do it. And but it's just, you know, it keeps spreading.
Yeah.
And it's fun. I mean, it's fun. It's work, but I mean, like we were saying, I mean, we just feel better when we work, you know?
That's wonderful.
Once you're passionate about something, it takes you. I mean, you go to a different zone, if you can say that. And it's that. I mean, you keep going and going and going. I mean, his family here in Huntsville, they're like kind of impressed because once I got here just to help with the preps and the final touches before we went into the wall, it's like, I never seen these guys like that. Just
that
like
intense.
Like intense and just
really
into it, and there's nothing more in the world, just that.
Sometimes my wife say, are you gonna rest? Are you gonna sleep? I just bring you food, you know. She knows the whole process, you know. It's just like amazing, man.
Oh, that's
and
we're learning. I mean, this is just when you start. I started working with beads because I always thought, I mean, as a painter, you're just wondering, how can I translate this to a wall? That was the question.
Yeah. It kind of seems like you were saying earlier, like it just kind of built itself.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. I mean, it just came together. It sounds crazy, but I mean, because like I said, we're going to do a mural. We didn't know it's going to be this one.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so it's like, yeah, when this energy wants to be there, just let it happen, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah. And they just, you know, as an artist, sometimes that's why we stress them out so much sometimes, because we think, oh, it's going to be like this, or we're trying to put too much ourselves in it. And on that way, sometimes we put like walls on ourselves, you know? And that's how it becomes frustration and stress.
Yeah.
Yeah, but sometimes when we just go easy and then try to see what they want to be, you know, I think that's the art is just an expression, you know, but itself. It can be more frustrating when we try to put too much judgment and stuff and around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I absolutely relate to that because I am in my own personal journey as an artist. Like I remember kind of at the beginning learning to draw and knowing that I knew how to draw, but like trying to create these things and being frustrated when it wasn't turning out how I thought it was going to turn out. And I think a lot of artists struggle with that because it's like, oh, no, it's terrible because it's not what I envisioned.
Yeah.
But then there was this huge turning point. One day I was like, you know what? I'm not going to use a pencil. I'm going to use a pen. And I'm not going to erase. I'm going to let the lines do what they want.
Yeah.
And my art ever after that, it's just I have a vague idea. I draw and, you know, but like my favorite pieces are ones that are just simply themselves that I never thought of to begin with. Does that make sense? Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yeah, it is. It's when I'm doing work, you know, and then I'm doing work, I do a little bit of some tile work in my house and my wife was seeing the whole mess I was having. And then I just step back sometime, you know, and why you stop? She say, you know, and I like, he's just not talking to me. You know? I got him frustrated, so I have to stay back and see what the piece wanted. You know, instead I have to put it, force it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that's what happens sometimes. You have to love at least if it's on stretch lines. Whatever you do is your energy, and you have to love it. You know, because who else?
Yeah.
You know, you don't like it, just stop. You know, mm-hmm. and then come back and talk to your piece because that's what we're working on this mural the same. You know, we have to stay back and say what he wants.
Right.
You know, what the piece want.
Right.
Know what we want.
It's like a collaboration between you and the energy of the art.
That's the bridge right there, you know?
Yeah.
It's like surfing. Yeah, you have to wait for the perfect wave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it's not... It's
and
not,
get on top of that wave.
Yeah. It's not just us. It's it's the piece, too.
Right.
It's the bridge that we try to connect that bridge.
Right.
That's the art.
Oh, this is so exciting. I love this.
Yeah, you have to have that connection.
Yeah.
You have to be open up and say, well, I'm a vessel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm the first spectator of what's happening there. I'm just lucky to be in the first row.
Right. Yeah.
And just being there when it appears.
Right.
I mean, that happened a lot when I did the abstract paintings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've seen some of those. Gorgeous. Yeah.
That will happen. I mean, we talked about it. Once I have an idea. I'm going to do this painting. Right. And you get there and the canvas just says, uh-uh.
we're
going to do like this.
Yeah.
And then you struggle a little bit until you say, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do what you said. And then when the painting appears, you go like, oh, that is awesome. And I have come back to seeing paintings in different houses that I haven't seen from a lot of time.
Yeah.
And I sit there and I say, like, did I did that? I don't understand how that came out of myself.
Yeah.
Because it was that moment.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. That's that. Sometimes it's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk to other people about the art industry.
Right.
Some people don't want the time-consuming process.
Right, yeah.
So you learn the media.
Mm-hmm.
and you understand the media, and you have this conversation with the media and the painting and all this. Right. And you can say, I mean, if we get into that passionate into art, you can say there's a very spiritual way you can do art.
Yeah.
In that sense, because you're going to have a relationship with it.
Yes.
And you're going to have to be, like he said, is like, if you close yourself into just expressing that idea,
right?
You're not going to be able to hear everything else.
Yeah.
You have to be calm, and so the creativity or the idea comes through you, and it appears in front of you the best way.
Yeah.
But you have to learn the media too, how the media works,
right?
Because that's another factor into it.
Yeah.
So you have to learn the media, and that takes time.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. Sometimes I feel that everybody wants to rush.
Right.
To have a lot of pieces,
right,
but in not such a good quality, just to produce.
Yeah.
Instead of doing less quantity, but to really have that process to understand what's coming through you. And that's the thing in the mural, is that we're the background, and what it is, it's the teachings of our grandfather, is the teachings of our tradition. It's it's that foundation. It's that it's holding the piece together.
Yeah, I mean, it is the universe itself doing their own thing, you know.
Yeah.
It's just too much things. I mean, it's just, we can keep going.
Yeah, I know. Like, we're so excited about this.
Yeah, and I hope, I mean, the opening, it's it's the 6th of March. It's marked 6 p.m. I think there's also an event in the Lomiel, like Open Studio Day.
Open Studio.
Yeah.
And also, we're going to have some beadwork made the day after. The beadwork, it's coming from another friends that share the same tradition with us. They're coming, but until Saturday.
Okay.
So we were looking for the opportunity to be in the artist market. So if anybody wants to see the beadwork or buy or...
Yeah.
It's going to be there, and we're going to be around too. So if anybody wants to, they couldn't go Friday to see the mural.
They'll still be able to ask you questions.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. If they want to have questions, to talk,
to share.
We're going to be there. I think the market ends at 4 or something like that, I think. So we're going to be around there. So anything that anybody wants to know a little bit more from where we come from, what's our heritage that we're trying to share.
Yeah.
And if they want to talk, we're open to it. And we're pretty excited.
Brilliant. That's fantastic. Yeah. And like you said, that is the 6th of March. The opening reception starts at 6 p.m., right? Yeah.
Yes.
And then the next day is going to be like the maker's market or something, and you are going to have your beadwork there. So there will be mural and beadwork, and you'll be there to talk about it.
Yes.
Fantastic.
As much people that can come, you know, to see which energy we're going to feel there that day, will be a pretty amazing to have him. If they can, for some reason, you will have it there, hopefully forever.
Yes, absolutely. I hope so. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in to interview. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. That is the sign off.